This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The final debate night in Nashville between U.S. President Donald Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden began with a battle over the president's handling of the pandemic, where more than 225,000 Americans have died from coronavirus and millions of jobs have been lost. Mr. Trump declared the virus will go away, while Biden warned that the nation was heading toward a dark winter. Biden says President Trump doesn't even have a replacement for the Affordable Care Act.
He's been talking about this for a long time. He's never come up with a plan. I guess we're going to get the pre-existing condition plan the same time we get the infrastructure plan that we've been waiting since 17, 18, 19, and 20.
Ultimately, President Trump says that Joe Biden is all talk and no action.
You were vice president, along with Obama as your president, your leader, for 8 years. Why didn't you get it done? You had 8 years to get it done. Now you're saying you're going to get it done because you're all talk and no action, Joe.
We got a lot of it done. We released 38,000 prisoners left from the...
You got nothing done.
38,000 prisoners were released from federal prison.
Again, this is the final debate between the two before Election Day, November 3rd. U.S. officials say there's been an onslaught of activity from Russian state-sponsored hacking groups in recent days.
The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security Cybersecurity Agency have released an advisory warning that Russian hackers have targeted networks in dozens of state and local governments in the United States in recent days. The alert says some networks were compromised. U.S. officials point the finger to a Russian state-sponsored hacking group, variously known in the cybersecurity community as Dragonfly or Energetic Bear. The advisory was released less than 24 hours after U.S. officials warned at a news conference Wednesday night that Russia and Iran have obtained some voting registration information.
AP correspondent Mike Rossia, this is VOA News. The U.S. Army says it carried out a drone strike against al-Qaeda leaders in northwest Syria near the border, killing 14 jihadists. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights has said that the victims included 5 foreigners and 6 commanders. China is threatening retaliation over the U.S. sale of nearly $2 billion worth of missiles to Taiwan. Reuters' Francis McGuire with details.
China is threatening to retaliate on Thursday after the United States and Taiwan agreed a major new arms deal. The package, worth $1.8 billion, sees Taiwan buy sensors, missiles, and artillery. Taiwan said it did not want an arms race or confrontation with its regional neighbor. It did, though, thank the U.S., and said the weapons were to help improve its defense and deal with the, quote, enemy threat, a new situation. China has opposed news of the deal since its inception and says that it will severely damage Chinese-U.S. relations. It hasn't detailed what form retaliation may take.
Here's Francis McGuire. The parent company of British Airways has cut its fourth quarter passenger forecast to just 30% of last year's level as government restrictions imposed to control a new wave of coronavirus infections reduces demand for flights. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley.
International Airlines Group made the announcement as it posted a third quarter operating loss of $1.5 billion, compared with a profit of $1.7 billion in the same period last year. The company said it reduced the fourth quarter passenger forecast because of additional restrictions, including an increase in local lockdowns and extension of quarantine requirements to travelers from an increasing number of countries. Zaria Shackley, London.
Europe's reported coronavirus cases more than doubled in just 10 days, crossing 200,000 daily infections for the first time Thursday. Many southern European countries are reporting their highest single-day cases this week. Europe reported 100,000 cases for the first time on October 17th. Senate Judiciary Committee Republicans powered past a Democratic boycott Thursday to advance Amy Coney Barrett in her Supreme Court nomination to the full Senate, keeping President Trump's pick on track for confirmation before November 3rd elections. Democratic senators refused to show up in protest of the GOP's rush to install Trump's nominee to replace the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Never has the Senate confirmed a Supreme Court nominee so close to the presidential elections. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.